Civic duty, civic duty. I'm a fucking idiot. I just left Lisa's Bluetooth speaker and my cell charger at work. I got all the way home and realized that I think I left it at work. I don't know for sure. I'm so fucking dumb that, yeah. So positive out of a negative. I wanted to bike back there. So that I wouldn't have to spend gas on my fucking stupidity. Fuck, I'm stupid. Yeah, I wanted to bike back, but I could wait until Jocelyn goes to sleep and then bike over and get it, look for it. But I'm just beside myself. I just don't know what to do with myself other than go back and look for it. This is a stupid, I don't even know why I'm recording this podcast other than that I have to do 90 plus megabytes a month. I'm so fucking sick of this fucking contractual obligation to do this stupid podcast that I don't give a single fuck about. It's just me putting in time for the sake of it. It's so fucking useless. But whatever, you know? Whatever. I'm just gonna sit in silence. I'm just gonna fucking chip away on these megabytes. I'm gonna sit in my fucking stupidity. Sit in me being dumb. And fuck. Like, fuck. How do I do that? How do I fucking always forget shit? Fuck! I don't know why Lisa wouldn't let me bike, because it takes, like, in traffic like this, at this time of the day, it's like 3 minutes faster to drive than bike. Like, it's not much fast. Like, right now, I'm at a fucking four-way waiting. Like, fuck this. God damn it, man. Like, it's, I should bike. It might even be faster for all I know. Because biking, I weave in and out of traffic like an asshole. And I get places faster than I should because whatever. Oh, man. I found out that I made like a dollar. I got like a dollar's worth of money on my last pay stub because I get a bunch of Blue Cross deducted. I'm a seasonal employee, so I get my Blue Cross deducted like more while I'm working so that I'm covered when I'm not working. But then I don't know if they made a mistake or what, but like I got laid off I'm gonna miss this fucking light. So I'm gonna be sitting at like it's fucking not faster. To drive through fucking, fuck. I mean, fuck. So fucking frustrating, man. Fuck. Why am I so fucking dumb? Tired. Fuck. Just perfect red light timing. Stopping at the fucking red light. Like, boom. There's a shitty light. Fucking Avenue P in 22nd, like it's fucking long. Let's time it right now. I'm at 4 minutes. Let's see how fucking long I'm sitting at this light for. Could have went a different way, but that Avenue P and 29th Street was super backed up, so I fuck. God damn it. Fuck, you forget. Embarrassing. Fuck. Unreal. Fuck. So out of sorts when that deduction. Like, I'm hoping there was a mistake and they took off too much Blue Cross. They'd already taken off enough. But they kept taking off the amount they used to take off. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, and you've made $2. But yeah. Still, it's frustrating. Like, payroll hasn't fucked up my shit ever. And I don't think. And it's frustrating. Even if they, like, it's frustrating having to find it, find the mistake, and then tell them about the mistake and get the mistake. It's either, like, it's either I didn't make any money or payroll fucked up. Neither one of those are good. I mean, it is what it is. Either way, as long as it gets fixed, if it was a fuck up. And yeah, like, I'll just hopefully get more out. Like, fuck, it's just, fuck. It's frustrating. And then I just went on a tailspin and I played a bunch of bad poker. I was on tilt is the poker term for it. And in more ways than one, I was all forgetful. I almost took the one of the sets of keys home that I'm not supposed to take home. Fuck me, man. I just utter fucking tailspin when I found out about, and also I couldn't sign in to do my timesheet because it's a clusterfuck. I'm not going to explain it. It was a long shift. I didn't get much sleep last night. Yeah, usually it takes longer than just one day of not very good sleep before I start spiraling. I guess I haven't had like an absolute freak out. This isn't an absolute freak out. This is just me really fucking angry and pissed off at myself and anxiety ridden and just out of sorts. Usually it takes more than just one long shift and one, bad night of sleep and frustrating. Fuck. Really got to learn how to deal with things when they're not perfect. If it's a payroll fuck up, it sucks. You made $2 in a whole pay period, that sucks. But it is what it is. Gotta move on, keep your stick on the ice, and suck it up and put one in the end zone. But, anyways, whatever. Figure this shit out. I'm gonna take you in there with me. You might hear some people in the background. I'm not gonna say their, try not to say their names, whatever. All right. Fuck me. See if I left it downstairs in the.
It's open.
Oh, it is. Okay. Thanks, Bird.
Yeah, I can't find it. I was It's not where I thought it was. This is just awesome. Man, so frustrating.
Gave me the radio, so
yeah,
I didn't put it in
there.
Unless somebody grabbed it accidentally.
Yeah, I'm wondering if somebody grabbed it and
accidentally they
could either stole it or put it somewhere for safekeeping.
No, not stole it, but
yeah,
accidentally picked it up.
Yeah, I'll go see downstairs again.
Ah, shit.
Sorry to bother you guys. Did anyone pick up a plastic bag with a speaker and a cell charger in it? Right by in the kitchen where the food was served?
Oh, we don't go in the kitchen.
No, okay. It's like a plastic grocery bag.
Okay.
I had like a speaker and a cell charger in it. I left it like by the table when you guys put out the food for the staff. I don't know if I left it. I think I left it there. I might not have, though.
Well, at least it'd be fine.
Okay, cool. Okay. Thanks, guys. Sorry to bother you. No.
hopelessly frustrating. Hopelessly frustrating. Like, how do you do that, Lee? Unbelievable. Fuck. What's wrong with you? Seriously. What the fuck is wrong with you? Incredible. Fuck's sake.
Hi, missing some stuff then, looking forward to that. Oh well. Just finished the shift and coming back and looking, but oh well. Have a good show.
I don't know, I just wish I'd lose my head if it wasn't
fast. Well, no, but I mean, I saw you leave it, so you must have left it downstairs and somebody picked it up.
Yeah.
Was it lots of valuable stuff?
Yeah, well it was a Bluetooth speaker and a cell charger. You did see me leave it, like the plastic bag. You saw me leave it downstairs.
No, I saw you walking, leaving gone.
Yeah, but I had it then, right? I had it when I left once.
Yeah, but I'll check.
Yeah,
no, just listen.
Okay.
The camera's here for if you come in here.
Okay, and so, if I have it.
Yeah, if you have it here, then something, somebody walked out, picked it up. Yeah. But if you don't have it here,
I thought that I left it under one of the tables at the kitchen. I talked to some of their staff, but they didn't see it.
But
so.
somebody might have grabbed it, but how do you... I don't have a camera, I know. But anyway, okay, so what time do you think you were here?
Well, I left around, like, 5:45 around.
You left here?
Yeah. And I don't know whether I didn't have it when I came upstairs.
If you had it here, when you came here, if you had it when you came to stage door, then you lost it someplace else.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have it here at stage door...
I'll look through my car a little bit more and see if I...
5:45, okay, yeah, I'll check.
So, we'll see. I'll check my car.
Also, I can check the cameras quick enough. If you had it here, then you lost it someplace else.
On the way there.
But if you didn't have it here...
Yeah, then I left it somewhere. Yeah.
I know you left Dawn.
Okay, so I don't need to go to the front see if I left it with Dawn.
No.
At the front there. Okay, well, it's...
But even if you did leave it at the front with Dawn, it wouldn't go no place.
Yeah, for sure.
But I saw you leave through those glass doors that bag.
Yeah. Well, I had the bag with my lunch, and then I had another bag that had that stuff in it.
I saw you walk through those glass doors with that bag.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll check it out.
All right, cool, thanks. You bet. Yeah, I'm going to look in my car, and I'll look in the parking lot, too, and see if I can... Yeah, so I do this shit all the time. Oh, well. Thanks. Have a good shift. Yeah, it's just classically... Yeah. Oh, great. I left a carton of eggs in the car, too. That's really smart. At least I found out about the carton of eggs that I left in the car. God damn it. Why am I like this? So frustrating. Just hopelessly frustrating. Which I'll never get better. What's this? Oh. Cool. There's my breakfast from Western's in Calgary. That was 2 weeks ago. Neat. Well, I found that. That's cool. Not as valuable as a Bluetooth speaker and a cell phone charger with a 6-foot cable. I love that cell phone charger. That long cable was the best. Man, how do I do this? Frustrating. Like, I just don't understand. Fuck. No, I'm not going to yell myself hoarse. Not yet. Not yet. Boy, do I want to, though. Not yet. Fuck. Fucking dumb fuck. Fuck. Why am I like this? Oh, sorry. Fuck. So fucking frustrating, man. Like, how the fuck do you do that? You know what? Holy fuck, I just realized I think my fucking iPod is in there. Yeah, I got an iPod. Maybe not. Oh my god, I might have fucking lost my iPod. And there, I had an old iPhone in there. And I think I might have lost my fucking iPod Classic. Wow. Wow. Fuck. Unreal, man. Unreal. So fucking stupid. Oh, fuck. God, I hate myself. Such a useless piece of shit.
Figure out. Thank you.
No, it's there.
Do you want to use it tonight?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, thank goodness. All right. You won't see me the rest of the night.
Have a good, good
shift.
Okay, neat. Thanks. Turns out I left it at the front. I had my lunch bag, but I left my other bag there. Sorry for the hassle. All right. Well, we're going to listen to some music because thank goodness I have my, that would have been the biggest thing out of everything is my iPod. I had my iPod. Let's see what all I had in here. Holy smokes, man. Like, geez Louise, dude. Like, figure your life out. Man. So, Bluetooth speaker, cell charger, aux cord, most importantly, iPod Classic. With tons, like, yeah, like all my music on it. I mean, I have it on my computer, so if I get a new iPod Classic, I can load all my music from my computer onto my iPod Classic. But I mean, there's some, yeah, some songs that are on here and there aren't on my computer anymore for some reason, but most of it's on my computer. But still, let's listen to Masked Intruder. This is their album called Masked Intruder. Excuse me. Uh-oh, what's going on? Okay. Well, it's still really frustrating, but at least I found it. Ah, fuck. Damn it. All right, now I gotta wait for traffic. Okay, well, we go. So it goes. Even in our successes, we have frustrations. I could look at it as, well, I mean, could look at it as even in my frustrations, there are successes, but like, this success of finding the shit that I was so stupid to leave at work. Is that a success? I don't know. So much traffic right now that I'm waiting for. All right. This is Masked Intruder with Masked Intruder.
Been waiting so long for a girl like you to come.
talked about these guys for sure. I've talked about these guys. And they've got like a roadie with them named Officer Bradford, and he dresses up like a cop. And he ends up, by the end of the show, he's almost naked by the end of the show, at least the one time I saw them. I've talked about these guys before, but yeah. They're criminals, and they sing about doing crime and shit, but also about like being in love and stuff like that. They're like a melodic punk band, but they like sing about crime and love, and yeah, pretty fucking sweet. Got their like bubblegum pop-ness to them, but like, yeah. Criminals. Be alone tonight. The last one was called How Do I Get to You? Thank you. 17 kilometers an hour. I'm in unrequited trying to drive home. No, this guy won't drive even close to the speed limit. Nobody, he won't drive the speed limit. But now after the stop sign, he is, but he's slowing down again. He must be trying to find a house. Maybe he's going to a party. I hope he's not a COVID denier. This song's called Breakin'.
Help. I'll do anything. Stay away from me. I need your love.
that's a fucking jam. That's a fucking jam, if you ask me. I never really... I've always loved that song, but I really appreciate it a lot more after that. So there's
success in our failures. There's success in our failures. So that is the takeaway lesson from the day. No matter how hopelessly frustrated you are with yourself, there is success in your failures. So thanks for listening, Jish. I hope you're doing well. See you later.